The Chazor says, "Kanishu pachas shagav from Yehuda, misachta v'dezor daf ayin dalas." Zok the Mishnah, the following items are also b'hanah, and when they're mixed with other items, they make the mixture also even if only a minute amount of the other item there. They are as follows: yayin nesach avodezora, skins of animals where the heart was ripped out; an ox that was sentenced to skila; an egg larufa, the birds of a mitzayir; the hair of a nazir; a petach amar, firstborn male donkey; the meat cooked in milk, basar b'chalav; the goat that was sent to the azazel; and chulin animals that were shechted in the azara. These items are usher, and their presence in the smallest amount in a mixture make the entire mixture usher. Fact, Gemara, what's the reason behind these items that are listed like this, that make them that they can't become butler at all? If it's because they're items that are sold in single units rather than in bulk, the mission should also say pieces of the vela, which are usher to eat, but if the Tana only lists items that are usher b'hano, then why doesn't he also list chametz on Pesach? And if the Mar of Chibar Abba or Rabbi Yisach Nafka said, the Tana holds that an item needs two qualifications to make it that it doesn't become bottle. Number one, it has to be something that's sold in single units. And number two, it has to be something that's also b'hano. If so, why doesn't the Mishnah list the Goyze Perach and the Rimoine Badon of Orla, which have both these characteristics? Mar said, the Mishnah of Orla, right, lists those. There's no reason to repeat them over here. If so, why doesn't the Mishnah list homemade loaves of bread with regard to chametz on Pesach, which have both of these characteristics? And for tomorrow, Rabbi Akiva is the one who holds that these loaves have both of these characteristics, and Rabbi Akiva actually adds these loaves to the Mishnah in Arla, so there's no need to repeat them over here. The Mishnah said, "Hare Elu." For tomorrow, what's this phrase come to exclude? And for tomorrow, something that has only one of the above mentioned characteristics, not both. Zok the next Mishnah. If Yayin Esach fell into a bar of mutter wine, the entire mixture becomes Aser B'hano. Shimon Gamliel says the entire mixture may be sold to a goy without charging him for the value of the Yayin Esach that's in the mixture. Zoktimar Rav said the halacha follows Shimon Gamliel when a barrel of Yayin Esach is mixed up among barrels of mutter wine, but not when Yayin Esach itself is actually mixed into the mutter wine. Shmuel said the halacha follows Shimon Gamliel even when Yayin Esach is actually mixed into the mutter wine. Rabbi Rechana name of Yechanan, and Rav Shmuel Anasan name of Chanina, and Rav Nachman name of Rabbi Avua all said like Shmuel. Rav Nachman said the halacha in practice is as follows. With regard to actual Yayin Esach, meaning it's known to have been poured to avoid the Zara, if the wine is mixed into mutter wine, the mixture is aser. But if a barrel of it is mixed among barrels of mutter wine, we can sell it like Rav Shimon says. With regard to regular wine of Goyim, which is, that means Stam Yenam, which is not known to have been poured to avoid the Zara, then even if the wine is actually mixed into mutter wine, the mixture may be sold to Goyim, like as explained by Rav Shimon. So the next mission, with regard to a stone wine press that a guy covered with tar, in which case they normally added some wine to remove the bad smell of the tar, which since it was done by a guy is also wine, so he has to dry it. What that means, drying it, we'll see in the Gemara. And then it becomes tar to be used. If the press is made with wood, Rebbe says he dries it. The Chum says he has to peel off the coating of tar. If the press is made of earthenware, so even if he peels off the tar, it remains osir. Zok Gemara, Rava said this drying process is only needed when the stone press is coated with tar by a guy. However, if the guy crushed grapes with his feet in this type of press, the drying process would not be needed. That the Mishnah says it's needed when there's a tar coating is applied by a guy. Everywhere we would think Mishnah mentions the case of a tar coating only because that's the more common case, but in truth, the drying process is needed even for other cases as well. Rava therefore teaches it's not needed in other cases. Others say that Rava said the drying process is only sufficient to purify a stone press that was coated with tar by a guy. But if the guy went ahead and crushed grapes with his feet over there, the drying process would actually not be sufficient to provide the press. After all, the Mishnah said it's needed when a tar coat is applied by a guy. So we would think that the Mishnah mentions the case of a tar coating because that's a more common case. But in truth, the drying process maybe is even enough for other cases as well. Rava therefore teaches it's not going to be enough in other cases. We can support this version of this last version of Rava's ruling from a story that took place. Someone went to Rav Chia and asked him that he send someone to purify his wine press. Rav Chia sent Rav. When Rav inspected the wine press, he found small cracks at the bottom of the coating, and the cracks had wine in them. Rav said drying would not be enough for this, rather we have to peel off the coating. Zakmar Vaita Brisa says an earthenware wine press, also the keli that is used to take wine from the bar to the barrel, and the funnel, any of the things belonging to a guy, Rebbe says they become mutter through the drying process. The Chum say they're osir. Rebbe agrees that earthenware bottles of a guy are osir. The difference is that bottles are meant to store wine for a longer period of time, whereas these other wine-making tools are not. If these tools are made of stone or wood, they should be put through the drying process. However, if they're coated with tar, they're osir. Fekmar Armisha says that the drying process is sufficient to purify a stone wine press that's coated with tar. And for tomorrow, the Mishnah is referring to where a guy never crushed grapes in the press. The Brisa is talking about where grapes were crushed in it. Fekmar Armisha says that earthenware can never be purified, and Rebbe says in the Brisa that it can be purified through the drying process. Rava said this part of the Mishnah only follows the Enochanami, the view of the Rabbanon. Rava darshan, to purify a wine press, one should pour boiling water over it. When Rava would send empty bottles of wine with a goy, he would double seal them by putting them into a bag upside down and sealing the bag. He held that any keli used to store wine is part of the gzeira, even if the goy would have it for a short and temporary time period.